Whew. Praise the Lord for the freedom. Oh my goodness, of His Spirit. Freedom. It's all about freedom. Whew. And we persecuted ourselves. Free to be free. The dictionary says that free is to be able to act as one wishes. That's cool, huh? To be able to act as one wishes, but not rebellious. Oh, maybe to act as the Lord wishes, which is spirit, right? Free in the spirit, not under any control of another. Under no control of another. Release from slavery and confinement, it means. Psalm 82:4 says, deliver the poor and needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus. Free them from the hand of the wicked. Wicked is iniquity, vanity, worthless, disgrace, perverse, a grievous thing. It's literally being enslaved to the beast and the animal nature, that self. The self is the greatest enemy. Everywhere you look, you in self, you'll see flaws and imperfections, and you'll remain obsessed with fixing something on yourself, or worse, others. It's always just fixation on self or somebody else's self, rather than fixing our eyes on the things above, right? He says, don't fix your eyes on things below, anything down here at all, because what it does is it hooks you in down here. And you don't want that. You need to rise up above this stuff, right? Cutting cables off, cutting everything loose, and setting everybody free by the Spirit. It's an animalistic nature. And Leviticus tells us to stop sleeping with the animals. Why do you think we're told to take no thought? Because the beast mind wants to remain lower in nature. But your spirit man is created for the higher life. The realm of light and air in the clouds. It means no lower thing can enter in there. So do we have skin in heaven? Are we covered with our bodies, or how everyone can see through us? I mean, how is it in heaven? What do you think bringing heaven to earth is? You know, like we're bringing heaven to earth, which is a transparent spirit. There is no flesh, there is no bodies. This is we become transfigured into our spirit man, our spirit pure white being, one in spirit with everybody and the Father, all cleansed of all impurity, cleansed of all wickedness, cleansed and cut off from every low and wicked thing, every low and wicked entity that tries to hold your thought captive to the things below. Everything is cut off when the Spirit of God comes upon you, and it sets everything free, and it sets you free to be a spirit being like you're created for. What do you think the rapture is and the last days are? You know, everyone's saying, oh, this doom here and doom there. No, it's a setting free. It's people being set free from this earthly realm. Raptured up into the heavens. Raptured up into the Spirit of God, which is full ecstasy. It's freedom. There's nothing there that controls you. It is total freedom. There is no control here. You do not have to be controlled by anything or any thought or any person, anything at all. It is total, complete freedom, absolute freedom. When you stop laying in the animal kingdom, the animal kingdom will have you covered in filth, because that's what animals are. And that is not, your spirit man is for the higher realms, the higher dimensions. So we never lay with the things of the animal kingdom. We're always coming out of that higher realm of light, coming and looking upon and down upon this animal kingdom from up there in a rapturous state, raptured out, taken up into an actual a lifestyle of rapture, living out of that rapturous reality now by our spirit man. And nothing can hold you. Nothing can control you up there. You're only in the spirit, so free, 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 free. Coming into our heavenly identities as angels, spirit beings, a constant living out of the identity of that angelic nature, that spirit, that light, the spirit man, the inner man that's inside of you. No shame, no guilt, no memory of sin, no memory of other people's sins. None of that. None of that comes in. That's in a fleshly and an animalistic state. You don't have anything to do with that. You're a new spirit. You're a spirit being. And do you see others as earthlings or angels? Like, where are you seeing them as? Who are you seeing them as? We see everybody as their angelic nature. And we water and we rain in to everybody's angelic natures. You have nothing to do with the flesh. Not sowing into the things of the flesh. We don't want that to grow. We want the spirit to grow. It's the spirit inside us that grows. So we sow to the spirit. We never sow to the flesh. Never sow to the soul. That stuff we want dead. And it's dying. And it and people try to hold on to it because it hurts when that stuff dies. But we need it dead. Because we're going up. The entire earth is going up as one, together. Holy Spirit's trying to help you get over yourself. So, because you're the only problem. You're still there. You're still in the way. You're in the way of the Spirit. You need to get yourself out of the way. Get out of the way. Go that way and let the Spirit just be there. Formless, without you there. You can't be there anymore. It's illegal. It's illegal for you to be there. It's bad business, bad trading. So get out of it. You wouldn't make a bad deal if you knew what you're doing. I'm telling you, it's a bad deal to keep yourself there. You got to cut that off. Holy Spirit really is trying to help you to get over yourself so you can be free from the battle of the beast inside of yourself. The entire earth is being born again. The entire earth. It's a spiritual earth, and there's not one hidden thing in the spirit. Nothing can hide in the spirit. There's nothing that can come out to try and grab you here or to trick you here or to any. Everything comes into the purity, into the light. Everything comes up and is free. It's just total freedom. There is nothing hidden. This is by my spirit, says the Lord, right? The entire earth is transformed into a spiritual being. The entire earth, everything breathes, everything has air, everything here is alive. Everything here is alive. Everything here will come to life by the Spirit of God. Everything here will breathe and be light. A complete transparent body. And if you don't come through and up now, you'll miss your throne to reign and instead will be lorded over like an animal. Not one is good, right? Not one down here is good. Everyone has fallen short of the glory. But now we boldly and we courageously, we enter the kingdom holding on to no thing, no self, no self-consciousness, no consciousness of self whatsoever. It's a total surrender and release to be totally free. And the Holy Spirit is pure. It's pure light that shines on us for us to yield. Yield ourselves to it. We're to yield to the Holy Spirit. So when that pure light comes and shines upon us, all hidden things are exposed. We let them go. We don't try and cling to them or cover them again or hide them here and hide them there so no one can see them. No, Holy Spirit has come to expose that, to reveal that so you can be free and let it go, everything to go. Not trying to hold on to it. He said, my spirit won't contend with these people forever. You come in now. Come in now. Yield to the Spirit. Be so bold and courageous about it. And rise. Rise. Bathe in the light. not to be caught up in the mind of troubles and thoughts and perceptions, but caught up in the air with Jesus, who is spirit. He is spirit. Rapture. Rapture. Rapture is free. It's free to be. Free to be caught up, ascended into the higher dimensions where there is no plan to control you or you down here. You can't be controlled because you're raptured up into this higher dimension of in the spirit. You're a spirit. You're no longer identifying as a human. You're now an angel being. You've put on a new angel being body. You are going through space. This earth is traveling through space. Through space, and Jesus is the pilot. And we are all just on for the ride. Spirit beings being transformed. All of us into pure, pure light in the spirit. No flesh, no body, no thought. Take no thought. No one or no thing can touch you up here at all. You see down over the earth and you reign over the kingdom of animals like a good shepherd does. But you don't come down. You don't ever, ever, ever come down. You stay up in the ecstasy of glory, raptured out of the lower things. And I mean, you see these animals, they're behaving like literal beasts. You feed them, you give them a drink, you break up their orgies. That's what you can do for them, really. I mean, we party in the air. We enjoy the freedom purchased for us, and we let the dead bury their dead. And then we let them have their world. Let them have their politics. Let them have their religions. Let them have the things that they choose to do. I mean, if that's what they want, let them have it. We go higher daily, glory to glory, higher and higher, higher and higher. We don't slave away for the Father. We rule over the animal kingdom. We're light beings of spirit, not of this world. Not of this world at all. Not connected to the lower things, taking no thought and allowing everything just to pass through us. It just pass on right on through us. And we don't let it take any hold of our mind. We don't let it take any hold anywhere. It just all passes through us. Total freedom. Freedom like shining lights. Omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. One, just like our Father. One with our Father. Light, spiritual beings. Born again as the Spirit. Free spirits, not hooked into anything except perfectly anchored by light in the Father. Not one attachment at all. And we enter the pure holy of holies, the perfect pure light, the Hagios, the perfected spirits made by light for the light. We're made for the light. We are light. We're made for the light, through the light, by the light. We are light. It's all light. Hagios, constantly and actively living a fresh winds of light over planet Earth, refreshing the Earth with light, cleansing all animals and drinking and eating light. Just like the nature of the Lord, right? Who is light? It's just like the nature of the Lord. He is light, formless, without form. We're free in perfect freedom, absolute perfect freedom, and nothing can hold you. In the lower dimensions, nothing can hold on to you. You're absolutely free in the spirit realm. So enjoy the freedom and the light and keep rising high above it all. And let nothing keep you low. Let nothing be captured in your mind. Let your mind go and be just full of light and freedom and rise higher and experience and enjoy the freedom. It's what he bought you for, to have the freedom in the spirit where not one thing can trouble you at all. You can't be troubled. You cannot have any needs. None of that stuff is okay. It's a complete freedom. Spiritual beings, the only thing we need to do is drink and eat light. Live like lights, drink and eat light. and be the light.
Thank you.